Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 17:10. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. That's the Hooters bringing us back. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. We got a lot of things there that will help you with your small business, regardless of what's going on. Challenge your opportunity. You're excited. You're frightened. Whatever's happening. You got a business you're trying to start, one you're trying to grow, or one you're trying to get rid of. We can help you there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. If you just use what we have, we post something new there every week. Actually, every day, I should say. We have lots of things every week, but every day we put new stuff up and right there on the homepage. And of course, it's a 14-year-old site, so there's a lot of stuff in the background there. So use it to your advantage. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Sam Norwood is our guest. He's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, senior partner with Tatum LLC. We're talking about the Tatum Survey of Business Conditions. And Sam, order backlogs. I like these green arrows. Talk to us about it.
Yes, the past month, we look back 30 days and forward 60 days. But looking back just 30 days, backlogs increased a lot. This is more orders coming in than are being delivered out, both the service organizations and manufacturers. Quite good news. Now, there may be some in the order backlogs. You were asking about seasonality. Order backlogs are probably more seasonally affected than the other indicators, but up very strongly in the past 30 days, and the outlook is modestly up, and that is the most tangible indicator. If you have orders coming in and you haven't shipped them yet, it is a very tangible indicator as to what the next near-term future looks like for your business.
Right.
And, of course, retailers don't have order backlogs, but many manufacturers and service delivery companies do.
Well, absolutely.
Very strong.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, Jim, I mean, Sam, these are good numbers. These are exciting indicators. This pipeline, you call it backlog, I like to think of it as a pipeline. To see this across the country, because your folks are spread across the country, and they're in a number of different industries, and a lot of them, and most of them are not retail. These are business to business firms, ladies and gentlemen, and so this is good news, and I don't care whether it's pent up demand. I don't care whether it's, whether it's obsolescence. I don't care what the reason is. It's good to see people turning loose of some bucks, isn't it?
It is. Because
we know that most of this is cash. This is not debt. This is coming from cash, right?
It is. Businesses, individuals and businesses have done a superb job in the past 3 years of improving their balance sheets. Government, however, has not, but businesses have, and so this is they're for the most part they have plenty of cash. Not everyone, but a lot, most of them, and so they're spending from their own till. I heard this morning that Microsoft has, and Microsoft is not one of our clients, but Microsoft has $56 billion of cash and cash equivalents on their balance sheet.
Wow.
And, of course, the rest of us aren't quite like that, but we're fairly flush, and we're replacing stuff that's wearing out, and we're always spending money on ways to improve our productivity, and that's where the capital expenditures come in.
Right, which is next, and that was sideways for the past 30 days, but expectation for the next 60 days was straight up.
Straight up, and here's the capital expenditure commitments. We're saying how much have you committed in the past 30 days, and how much do you expect to commit in the next 60? And so there's a lag between sensing a bettering of your situation and the authorization, and then the commitment to spend capital money on new capital assets.
Right.
So there's a little lag in there. It runs 1 to 3 months. We anticipate that the capital expenditure commitments will be strongly up in the next couple of months.
There's a couple of things there I want to blend into this capital expenditure thing, Sam. And one of them is that there are some possible tax advantages that may go away at the end of this year. And so I'm sure there's some, there may be some acceleration of getting product, getting something in service, put in service before the end of the year that could have created part of this upward trend. And but I don't care what it takes as long as it happens.
Well, of course, we may be borrowing some from 2012 and doing that. Certainly, if you're going to do something between now, put capital equipment into service between now and, let's say, March of next year, you want to get it in by the end of this year to get the, to be able to write it off completely. And so that that is influencing what happens in the rest of the month of December. But we're now, at this point, when we're making commitments, we're looking into 2012.
Right.
And it's encouraging to us that as of December 1st, we're looking out with a very strong upward indicator for the next 2 months. Which
what about capital availability? You report both of those arrows are up, availability and pricing. Do those, are those contributing to a positive capital expenditure numbers too, do you think?
We think so. Here's what happens in my interpretation of this. If the situation, if our economic and business situation appears to be improving, that influences to some degree how the bankers look at the risks of lending money.
Right.
It lowers the risk when things are looking better.
Mm-hmm.
And we believe that the underwriting standards are being loosened a little bit as things improve,
right.
And that influences the capacity to borrow if you need to borrow.
Right.
The
folks,
capital availability is quite nice and is expected to get much better.
Look around you, folks. Check your position. See how things are going. Don't presume that things aren't changing around you. This could be some good news for your business, too. We'll come back. Sam and I are going to talk about unemployment, or I should say employment. 20, oh, 10 tails. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.